So today's message is speak life. So tell your neighbor, speak life. Ah, see, that was just like, speak life. No. Tell your neighbor, speak life. There you go. I heard something like thug life over here. It's pretty close. Let us pray real quick. Dear God, we want to thank you, Lord God. We want to just honor you and praise your holy name, Lord God, and just open up our ears, our minds, our hearts, our bodies, Lord God, to receive your precious message, Lord God. That we receive the whole thing, Lord God, and that we may leave here full of your presence, of your word, and everything that you have for us, ready to conquer the world and what you have for us, Lord God. We thank you for your awesome message. We thank you for bringing us close today, Lord God. Some people didn't wake up, Lord God, so we want to thank you, Lord God, that we were able to wake up, and we want to honor you in your presence, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just open up our hearts, our full everything, Lord God, to receive your message today, Lord God. In your precious name, amen. Speak life. That's a pretty wicked picture, right? So, if you have your Bibles, let's go to Ezekiel 37, verse 1 through 14. Everybody there? Ezekiel 37, verse 1. We're going to speak on this. It's the Valley of the Dry Bones. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones: I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life, then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bones to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the Sovereign Lord says: Come, breath, from the four winds and breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. I'm going to stop there real quick. So God brings Ezekiel valley, and there's just dry bones everywhere. And he tells them, can these bones live? Now see what Ezekiel said. He said, only you know. You alone know. Basically, only you, God. You can do all things. Only you can do this. And so God told him, start prophesying, start speaking into these bones and tell them to come alive. And then he's telling the wind to breathe into them. And so Ezekiel is just doing what God tells him to do and what God tells him to say. But as he's saying it, these bones start becoming alive. They start becoming flesh. They start having skin. They start coming up, rising up, and then all of a sudden they didn't have breath, right? And so he said, tell the air to breathe into them. And so he prophesied that, and then it bred into them, and they began to come alive, a vast army, a lot of army, a big army. And so that picture right there kind of puts a picture in your mind of what is kind of happening. Pretty crazy stuff, right? So let me read verse 11. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord." Amen, amen. Amen. So, God is saying, you guys will know that I am the Lord. You guys will know that I am the Lord because I am doing this. I'm about to do something. I'm about to breathe into you. I'm about to do something with your life. And you will know that I alone am the Lord. Now get this, because God is doing everything, but he had Ezekiel speak. See, some of you guys have been dead. You guys are breathing, but you ain't really living. You guys are here, but you guys ain't even began to comprehend life the way God intended it to be. Let me put it like this. Sometimes we get in a routine, right? When we're going to work, we get up early, we do this, we get our coffee, we brush our teeth, you know, scrunch our eyes, you know, maybe slap our cheeks, try to wake up in the morning, right? And so you get this routine, and you're going by life. You get to work, you get your, you know, whatever you have to do, and you're just going. You're just doing it. You have a routine. You're doing it. You're doing it. And so it becomes like this thing that you're just doing, you're just kind of getting by, you're just kind of cruising by on life, just doing it. But you ain't really living. Or maybe some of you guys are in a bad situation and your situation is dead. Maybe you don't like your job. Maybe you're whatever situation you're in. And you think, it's kind of hopeless. I'll never get out of this. I'll never get out of debt, or I'll never get out of this, or, you know, I'm stuck in here. See, but God can bring dead things back to life. You got to understand that. See, God can do all things possible. There is nothing that's greater than God, so he can do anything that he wants to do. But check this, though. Because some of you guys ain't getting your blessings because you guys ain't speaking them. Amen? See, somebody needs to shout right there, because you need to speak on your blessing. See, God used Ezekiel to speak on these bones. Understand that your mouth is very powerful. Your mouth is very powerful. I'll tell you this. My kids, I don't ever tell my kids they can't do anything, okay? And growing up, I never badmouthed them. I never cussed them out. I never called them monsters or anything like that. It might be cute, right? Sometimes we call, it's my little monster. But you're training that kid to be a little monster when it grows up, because that's what you're speaking into that kid. It's very powerful. And so I always call my kids beautiful, pretty. I exalt them because I know that my words are very powerful. And I'll get this. I'll give you a statistic, okay? I'll give you a statistic. It takes 5 compliments to replace 1 insult in a child's mind. So anytime you give an insult to a kid, to a young person, it will take 5 compliments to replace that insult, because that insult is already in their minds. And so as parents, we're very powerful to say what we say to our kids. It is powerful. Now, my kids are doing way greater than I ever did. I'll tell you that. I can take the credit for that. Well, it's God teaching me, all right? I know that. But my kids are straight-A students. Okay, looking. I never got an A. I don't even know what it looks like, okay? I probably don't even know how to write it. They're doing good in school. Because I speak life to them. Put it this way, that projector that I was just talking about, I spoke it into existence. I couldn't find it. I was in the internet. I went to all these stores. It's like, man, they want $1,000. I said, God, you're greater than that. I'm like, I'm believing it. I'm speaking it. And I told my wife, we're going to get one very cheap. And we got one really cheap. And it's a 3D and everything. It works just fine, doesn't it? The car that I wanted was exactly the car that I wanted. The car that I got was exactly the car that I wanted. Because I spoke it. First of all, you pray, okay? You must pray to God, okay? And then you gotta behave, all right? Start behaving, okay? Talk to God. Don't just come to God when you want something. Talk to him every day. God, how you doing today, Lord? When I go to work, I talk to God. I drive a big semi, so watch out. I'm on the road. I drive one of those 18-wheelers, all right? And sometimes it's long hours. Sometimes I work 12 hours, you know. Well, most of the time I work 12 hours. And it's long hours, but a lot of times I like it because I sit there and I praise God. I talk to God. I pray for people. I spend some good quality time with my Father. Amen? And then if it's nothing too far-fetched that, like for instance, I'm not asking him for an island, right? Why would I want an island? And you guys think that's crazy, but I just read somewhere that these some of these celebrities are buying their own islands. Don't matter, because Mexicans will be in there in a while, right? They always invade anyway, so they could buy them, but we'll figure out a way to get there. And so, whatever is not too far-fetched, right? I don't want an island. I want some transportation, God. And then I want some transportation that I can pick up a lot of people. And this is what I told God. I said, and you know what? I want something nice. And he gave me just that. I got a nice SUV, and then I can pick up a lot of people. And it's nice. I like it. And I told him, I want a black one, pure black. And he gave me a black one. So I spoke it. Once I asked for him, I began to speak it. Okay. I began to look for it, and I began to speak it. I told my wife, we're going to find it. We're going to find it. I can see it. We're going to find it. And we found it. Amen? And the guy, when I found it, I was like, oh, wow, that's it right there. And I went to it, and I didn't have a suit that day. I was just, you know, in my regular clothes, and, you know, the guy looks at me, and they were about to close. The guy looks at me, and probably got a muscle shirt, you know, whatever. The guy looks at me. It's almost dark. I walk into the car lot, okay? It's out there in Glendale. The guy looks at me like I'm just going to steal something, okay? And I go, how much is this one? I want this one. He's like, yeah, right. Right? I mean, the guy looked at me like, come on, you ain't got no money. I don't. My Father provides. But see, then, after it was all said and done, the guy told me, because I told him, I was like, you don't look too happy, man. He's like, just late, it's tired. Right? And I go, don't worry, God's going to bless you. And he's just looking at me all crazy, like, come on, man, get out of here so I can go home. After the deal was done, he was like, you should have seen him. His smile went up high. He was all like a little kid at a candy store now, right? Because he just got paid. And he told me, he's like, man, I didn't think you were going to buy anything, man. I go, I know. I can see it in your face. I go, but you know what? I believe that God brought me here to also bless you. And he goes, yeah. He goes, you know what? I haven't made a sale in over 2 months. And I got bills I need to pay. God blesses, amen? So not only does he want to bless you, but he wants to bless others. Understand that. Anytime God blesses you, you need to bless others. Well, he gave me that truck. Now I'm blessing people. I bring people to church because it's a blessing. And he'll continue to bless me. But I had to speak it. At first I had to ask and pray and believe and then speak it. Amen? A lot of people didn't make it here today. And I thank you guys, the ones that made it here, because there's something very powerful here. Once you begin to understand these words, you'll begin to speak them. Once you speak them, there's power in your words. You'll begin to live. Now, why is it so hard that on Sundays we can't get to church? Because the devil don't want you speaking it. He don't want you winning. He wants you suffering. Misery loves company, right? And so by you making an effort to get here, God is going to bless you. I heard life is an open book. You got to read it. It's got all the answers. Amen. Let's go to Mark 11:23. Real quick, and I'm just going to read that. 23 and 24. Mark 11:23 and 24. And then if you have time, I want you to bookmark something, and it's going to be James 3, verse 3. So Mark 11:23 through 24. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Now, in the King James, it says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you will tell that mountain to move, and it will be cast out. A mustard seed is very small, very tiny. So God doesn't need big faith from you. He just needs a little bit of faith from you. He'll do the rest. But you got to speak it. What did it say? If you tell that mountain to move, it will move. See, your words can move mountains. When you have the Spirit of God, when you have the relationship with God, when you're connected with God, you begin to speak things and they will come into existence. Let me put it like this. So when life hits you upside the head, you need to stand up and speak to it. Tell it where to go. Tell your mountain where to go. Put it to you like this. I know a lot of you guys, okay? And a lot of you guys have no problem telling someone where to go if you don't like them, right? Where the sun don't shine in a nicer way, right? Right? Oh, come on. See, I know you guys talk louder than that. I know you guys talk louder than that, right? I know that. So you have no problem speaking your mind to somebody that you don't like, right? Sometimes when people cut you off in traffic, right? I guess we're all saints in here. We don't do those kind of stuff. Even me, come on, man. I'm driving sometimes, and this guy cuts me off, slams on his brakes. I got an 18-wheeler. I can't stop, guy. What are you doing? Right? It's like, God, help me, because I want to ram this guy right now. I want to hit him so far. God, help me. God, help him to move faster, because I am going to hit him right now. So you guys have no problem speaking your mind, right? But sometimes when life hits you upside the head, when trouble comes your way, you're just kind of like, well, I guess I got to go through this. I guess this is just what I have to do. No, you got to speak to it. You got to tell your problems where to go. You got to stand up to life. And you got to voice and tell it where to go. When trouble comes your way or things come your way that they don't belong, you tell it where to go. Speak it. You know, it's funny because me and my brother were talking about jobs. And before I got this job, I didn't even apply for this job, okay? I didn't even apply it. I just woke up one day, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to work. I asked God, I was like, God, hook it up, God. I want a job. Because I was on unemployment. And my wife goes, where are you going to work at? It's like, I don't know, but I'm going to work. It's like, okay. See, my wife is lovely like that. She probably looks at me like, you're kind of weird. But she doesn't doubt me. And so, as I was praying and as I was speaking it, the very next day I got a phone call and I said, and they said, hey, can you come work for us? I said, sure, maybe. I go, yeah, you know, I asked them, you know, what it was and everything. And I said, yeah, no problem. I'll do it. And so I spoke it, and it came to life. See, those things ain't bad. Now, if you get greedy, okay, God is not going to provide your greediness. God will provide with your blessings. But he knows your heart, so you can't deceive him because he knows your heart. My intentions were good. I said, God, I want a job. That's good. God will provide you with the job. God, I need a vehicle. That's good. God will provide you with that. Amen? See, no matter how big the situation, how impossible, how crazy, you can tell it to move. Whatever situation is, you can speak life to it, or you can speak death to it. Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of your tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of thereof. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. Speak life. Tell your neighbor, speak life. See, what is the fruit of thereof? If death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat of the fruit thereof. What is the fruit thereof? I asked God, I was like, what is the fruit thereof? And I'm reading from the NIV. The fruit thereof is either blessings or cursings. Like I said, I drive this 18-wheeler, right? It's amazing. I drive this 18-wheeler. It's long. It's got 18 wheels, right? And very little tiny thing that drives it is the steering wheel. I know you guys are probably like, those steering wheels are huge, man. What are you talking about? They made new ones. Those were the old school ones. But this little thing compared to this big truck, but this little thing is moving it. You're controlling this big old thing where it's going. Now, in an instant, I can jerk it and roll over. I can crash. I can go through the desert. Right? Or I can keep it in the path with this little thing driving this whole big. I'm steering it. The same goes with your life. You are steering it with what you're saying out of your mouth. That little thing, this little thing can get you into a lot of trouble, and you know that. You've had plenty of fights before. That little thing is driving your life. What you speak out of your mouth, you will either receive the blessings of it or the cursings of it. If you're always saying, well, I just get sick all the time, and I just have these problems, and guess that's what God wants. It's not what God wants. He really doesn't. That's not his intentions. Sometimes we get those things, and it's okay. The doctor might say one thing, and it's all right. He's a smart guy. But understand, God is above everything. So I'm not going to believe a smart guy. Yeah, they know what they're doing. Okay, I get it. I'll take your report. I'll think about it. But you know what? I'm going to talk to my father because he can give me something better. Amen? And so once you begin to do that, begin to speak on it, let me tell you something. I haven't got sick in years. I refused it. I don't like it. I tried it. I didn't like it. I don't like getting sick. And so a long time ago, when I got pneumonia and I was about to die, I started to think, God, why this? And they said I was going to die. They said I wouldn't walk out of there. They told me I was going to die. And so I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. But I began to praise him. I began to worship him. And then after he healed me, I got out of there and I began to think about these things. And anytime I feel like I'm going to get sick or anything like that, I begin to speak life within myself. I begin to pray. And I speak into my own body. I tell it in the name of Jesus. All infirmities must leave out of here in the name of Jesus. They do not belong here. This is a temple of God. And so, I really don't get sick. Now, what does it say? You have to have the faith of a mustard seed. So first, you gotta pray to God, believe, have that little bit of small faith that he will do it for you, and then begin to speak it, right? Ezekiel said, when God asked him, can these dry bones live? He said, you know, God. So he had faith that God had the answers. Whenever you're feeling down, whenever you're feeling sick, begin to speak life into your body. And start believing. Begin to speak it. Command it. God has given you that power. Now you got to be hooked onto him because you got to have the Spirit of God. So you can either speak life into your situation or you can speak death and kill your situation. Words do have power. You can either build up or you can tear down with words. Now, there's a saying, right, that little kids say, what do they say? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, right? See, that's a lie. Words do hurt, right? You tell something to your loved one, and now you guys know your loved ones. You guys know your significant other or somebody close to you, maybe your mom, your sister, whatever. And you know where, just to hit them underneath the belt, right? Hit them with that, yeah, this. When you get mad or you're arguing, you know where to hit them. It's like, eh, you're here. Oh, yeah, you want to go? You want to go? Okay, then I'll say this. Right? And you hit him, oh, and it hurts. Right? You know where to hit him. You know the things to say that's going to hurt them. So words are very powerful. You can speak life, you can build up somebody, or you can tear them down. Now, I was told in school and everything that I would never amount to anything. I was told by, I never really had family members to tell me, hey, you can achieve something, you can accomplish something, you can do whatever you set your mind to, you can do something better than this. Nobody ever told me those things. So when I found God, it was real, because he began to speak him into my life. They're right here. He begins to tell me what I can do, what I can't do, what I should do, what I shouldn't do, what I should speak about, what I shouldn't speak about, when I should keep my mouth. And because of those things, because of my relationship with God, and I begin to speak in a bunch of things into his existence. Because what does it say? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. It doesn't say some things, maybe a little thing, not too big of a thing, but all things. You can speak life. You can break down. Your words are powerful. Use your words wisely. Right? You can tell your loved ones, I love you. You can tell them, I hate you. That hurts, right? So, your words are very powerful. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. See, I don't know your situation. I don't know your problems. I don't know what you're going through. So, I'm going to ask you one question. Because you can sit here and you might be thinking in your head, well, you don't know my life. You don't know my struggle. You don't know what I'm going through right now. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. But let me ask you this. Is your situation bigger than God? Or is God bigger than your situation? So it might look dead, right? These dry bones might have looked dead, but God spoke him back to life. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm going to tell you something real quick because I don't want people getting it twisted. God will never tell somebody to put it this way. God cannot change somebody that doesn't want to be changed. So that very thing, you can pray for that person, but you can't speak them into it, them getting off of drugs or anything. You can pray for them. Understand that. Okay, you can believe. Okay? But they gotta want it. And God, believe that God is gonna tug at their hearts when you pray. Believe that, because he does. But it's simply up to them. God gave everybody free will, free choice to do whatever they want. That's the same way that you can speak whatever you want. You could either speak life or speak death. You can say whatever you want. It's a free country, right? They always say, oh, I can say whatever. It's a free country, right? God gave you free will. You can say whatever you want. He gave you choices. You could either speak life, speak death. But you can't say, well, God, I like that guy right there. Can you hand him over to me? No, that's not going to happen, honey. It's just not going to happen. Okay, God doesn't do it that way. Okay? That's just not the way. You can pray that God will give you somebody good and all that, and he will, because that's what I did. I prayed for my wife. Before God gave her to me, I prayed for my wife. And I wrote it down on a piece of paper. Okay? I wrote everything that I wanted in a woman, everything that I didn't want, okay, because I've been through messed up relationships, and I was like, that's not what I want anymore. Scratch that out. Right? So this time I wrote it down, and I was like, very specific. I was very specific, and I said, God, okay, this is what I want. And I put it in my pocket. I carried with it. 2 years later, she appeared. Bam. God dropped her. Just kidding. No, it's an interesting story, actually. I met her at a hospital emergency center. Get that, huh? The same hospital I met her in, that's where we had our kid. So it's amazing. But And God was still shaping her. He was molding her. He was doing what he needed to do, but he said, it's her. Just wait. Be patient. I had to be patient. I had to be big time patient. Big time. I'm still a little patient right now. Good thing she's not here, huh? I love you, baby. I know you're going to listen to this later. You got to speak life. Whatever your situation is. Okay? Don't put a limit on God. Don't put a limit on God. Whatever limit you put on God, that's what you'll get. Well, God cannot provide me with a job. I got a bad record. I got this. I got that. Well, then that's what you're speaking. Understand? That's what you're speaking. That's what you'll get. See, I had bad credit. I had terrible credit. Terrible. Doesn't matter. So, don't put a limit on God. Is your situation bigger than God? Or is God bigger than your situation? I want you to understand this. Speak, believe, have faith, and let God breathe into your situation. Let me say it again, because you need to get this. Speak, believe, have faith, and let God breathe life into your situation. Amen? The words are powerful. They're very powerful. James 3, verse 3. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes a great boast. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and it is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and the Father, and with it we curse human beings. So we have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Change your bad mouthing. That's basically what God's saying right there. Start believing. Start speaking life. Start uprooting. Start speaking the existence of what God called you to be. Wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, I am what God created me to be. I can do what God says I can do. Don't wake up in the morning. And you know what? I don't care if you're having a bad hairdo or whatever. Just tell yourself you're awesome. You're great looking. You know, lie to yourself. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, but God sees you different than other people see you. You got to understand that. God created you in his image. He loves you. You're good looking. You're great. Understand those things. But you got to speak them. Because if you always have this negative attitude that, oh, well, I'm always going to be this way and I'm always going to be a nobody. First of all, nobody wants to be around you like that, okay? But second of all, you're just life. You're not really living. God wants you to live. God wants to put some fresh air in you. God wants to breathe something great out of you. God wants to put something within you that will bless people. And you got it. Understand that. You have it. You just got to speak it.